How does law enforcement determine if someone is too high to drive? As scientists try to develop a reliable DUI test for marijuana, KAWC's Stephanie Sanchez went on a ride-along with two local law enforcement agencies who say they just rely on the tools they have.
3500 block of East 24th Street, Arizona Boy, Adam Edward, 5060.
DUI enforcement is one of the many responsibilities of Yuma Police Department officer Nick Davis. Late on a Saturday night, Davis spots a traffic violation. Even before the car pulls over, Officer Davis is looking for signs of impaired driving.
We're going to take a little while to try to find a good place to pull over, which kind of tells me he's likely not intoxicated. He's actually kind of using some common sense here.
The driver pulls over and Davis walks to the driver's window. A few minutes later, he lets the vehicle go with an equipment repair order for a broken headlight.
He's not showing any signs of impairment by alcohol or drugs, anything like that, so I'm just going to give him a verbal, basically a repair order, just make sure you fix your headlight kind of thing.
This is one of the several stops Davis will make tonight. Each time he's looking for signs of impairment and drivers that make the roads unsafe.
You know, you're swerving, crossing the center line, the really common things like that, going excessively slow or excessively fast.
But Davis doesn't know the source of impairment until he talks to the driver. It could be marijuana or alcohol or something else.
If they have sort of a slower, dragged out speech, kind of red or glossy eyes, either like a tired or kind of a glazed over look about them, they seem a little distracted, a little, not in the situation, maybe excessive laughing or excessively nervous, just somewhat, more emotional one way or the other than you would expect on a traffic stop.
Davis says anyone suspected of driving impaired is asked to do a field sobriety test. If a police officer gathers enough evidence to establish probable cause for an arrest, then the suspect is required to provide a chemical test using a breath, blood, or urine sample as required under implied consent laws.
With all these tests, you have to be certified. At the Yuma Police Department, we don't traditionally use the urine test, but as far as breath, or most of us have operator cards for the intoxilizer, which is just, also known as a breathalyzer. Now, as far as the blood test, you need to be a qualified phlebotomist, which we have several of in the department, but we don't always have one on duty. So depending on the situation, we may call one in.
If the driver refuses any test, then their license is suspended. But testing for marijuana is controversial. Critics say blood tests used to detect marijuana are flawed because of how long the drug stays in the system. It's a common concern for medical marijuana users in Arizona. But Davis says when he's patrolling, he's less concerned about what impairs drivers than he is about dangerous driving behavior.
You basically make your decision of whether you suspect this person is DUI or not, be it alcohol, marijuana, or any other drug, based on the totality of the circumstances.
It's no visible 1028, white BMW, 1536.
Law enforcement who patrol interstate roads have the same tools as the Yuma Police Department. But the Arizona Department of Public Safety is more likely to encounter drivers from California or Colorado, where recreational marijuana is legal. State Trooper Michael Connor.
Just like alcohol, alcohol is legal if you're over 21. Marijuana might be legal if you fit the qualifications, but you still can't just drive and be impaired by it because you can still get a DUI.
More tools to detect marijuana DUIs are on the horizon, but for now, state law enforcement uses the tools available and their training to keep dangerous drivers off the road. For KAWC News, I'm Stephanie Sanchez.
412 CSW, Park 1536.